This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border will dance.
He's just another Italian that's doing well in sports. He is Joe Lenardi. He's one of our all-time favorites. It's the most, like, used name in March on ESPN, Joe Lenardi, bracketologist. He joins us now. He's in town for the SLU St. Joseph's game tonight at Chaffetz Arena. Joe, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
Frank, I'm great. Always good to hear a little Van Morrison.
Very good. So much to discuss. First of all, your team that you're bringing in here was picked to finish, I believe, second behind the Billikens. And I guess it's been a rash of injuries. You're 1-4 in the conference. What's going on?
Yeah, injuries and, frankly, poor play for a stretch of about 2 or 3 weeks. The poor play has stopped for Phil Martelli's club, but now they're shorthanded with two regulars out, one for the season, a forward, Pierfrancesco Oliva, who was injured about a week and change ago at Duquesne in a really gruesome fall at Palumbo Center. And the captain and starting point guard, Lamar Fresh Kimball, also broke a finger in that game, a bone in his hand, and he's out probably for about a month. So, a wounded and kind of cranky St. Joe's team. But then they turned around and beat Davidson at home earlier in the week in a game which, coming off the injuries and the poor play, seemed extremely unlikely. So if I were to predict what Hawk team you'd see tonight, I'd be lying because no one knows.
Joe Martin Kilcoyne, I'll get to my beloved Marquette squad in a little bit. But first, the A-10, we were going through the numbers. They have been a three-team, three-bid league for a while. It seems this year they're down. Is that fair?
It is, because the teams in the league that had a chance to elevate the league in the non-conference simply didn't win enough of their 50-50 non-conference games. So the at-large profiles of the top teams, or the projected top teams, SLU, Davidson, and St. Joe's, that were picked first, second, and third, are, you know, less than many had hoped. The one overachiever has been VCU, which actually does have a decent shot at an at-large. But you know, we were saying the same thing this time a year ago when Rhode Island was ranked, but nobody else was making a charge. And then it turned out St. Bonaventure got some big wins late, squeezed itself into an at-large, and then Davidson won the conference tournament. So it ended up with three bids. Now, I wouldn't bet a mortgage payment on three bids for this season, but I do think it'll end up being more than a single winner.
How do you evaluate SLU at this point? 4-0, 13-4, pretty good non-conference wins, Butler, Oregon State, Seton Hall. Is this a team that if they finish in the top two and maybe get to the conference championship in the tournament they're in?
I'm not ready to say that, because there's two things we don't know. One, how will they do in the regular season against the other top teams in the league? Right. And will they really finish, you know, in the top one or two? They're there now, certainly. And the other thing we don't know is how much are the new NCAA metrics going to come into play? Because, frankly, you know, my quick eyeballing of teams when I do at large resumes, the first thing I do is subtract out sub 200 wins that were kind of guarantee games or pre-league games. And SLU has six of them. So that's quad four on your resume out of four. So that 13-4 record in terms of meaningful action is really 7-4. And if they're close, I think that could hurt them. But again, schedule strength is not a standalone category right now, at least non-conference schedule strength. So if they get enough good league wins, they might get away with it. But they really can't afford bad losses, particularly at home.
And Joe, you travel around with your work with St. Joe. I wonder how often somebody comes up, whether it's a coach, administrator, like, a 13 seed? Are you kidding me? Granted, it's all in fun. It doesn't necessarily mean what's going to happen on Selection Sunday. How much feedback, some of it criticism, do you get?
Well, what time is it? I haven't gotten any today, but I think people think I'm in Philadelphia, so that might have something to do with it. But yeah, it's a fairly regular occurrence. But understand at this point in time, you know, we're still. It was 2 months yesterday until Selection Sunday, and the 13 seed that we project for SLU right now is actually pretty consistent with where they stand nationally in terms of all of the metrics, not just the new NCAA net metric. But, you know, you look in the top 50 of pretty much any of these ratings mechanisms, and you're just not seeing a lot of Atlantic 10 teams. You got to scroll down pretty far, and that's because, you know, other than a SLU win at a Seton Hall, these teams have not really gotten it done out of league, especially away from home. And that's how you move up.
How many SEC teams roughly at this point, I know we're still early, could get in?
I think the league overall is a little bit off compared to what it was last year and what we thought it might be. But, I mean, we're not talking about those years where there's only two or three. It's going to be a half a dozen, maybe even one or two more, depending on what some of the bubble teams like Florida and Alabama and Arkansas do. Certainly both Mississippis are playing well. You got Kentucky, Auburn, and Tennessee at the top. And a bit of a sneaky good team in LSU, which is starting to win on the road in Will Wade's second year. And I think they're going to be a bit of a sleeper in your bracket as a double-digit seed. You heard it here first.
So when we say we want a soda, I'll say, grab me a Coke or a Kleenex or a Scott towel. And now people just say, hey, let's have some bracketology. But that's your domain. Other sites do it. Did they have to – and I don't want to get knee-deep here in legalese, but – how did they get to use the term bracketology? That's your deal.
Well, it's a term in the public domain. So legally, I do not own it. And the way it works at my network anyway is if it appears on their air, they own it. But it did make the Oxford English Dictionary as a new word a year and a half ago. And apparently I got some credit for that. And I guess it just goes on my tombstone. You know, here lies the bracketologist.
How about a thought about, like, famous people that you're surprised that they know who Joe Lunardi is? Or someone, hey, you're the bracketologist. Anybody, like, famous in your career that just shocked you?
Well, believe it or not, a couple of nights ago, I was in the clubhouse with Philadelphia Phillies for a sponsors event. And the Phillies manager came up to me and asked me about a couple of teams. So I was pretty juiced about that, you know, because that doesn't happen every day.
All right, yeah. And I can't let Joe go without a gratuitous Marquette conversation. We're currently a 5 seed. How deep a run can my squad make, do you think, come tournament time?
Oh, I love them. I really love watching it. Well, how can you not like watching, you know, Howard? I mean, this is just a fun team to watch, but they're good. And, you know, here's the deal, I would say. The elephant in the room in the Big East in the first 5 years since it reformed was, frankly, it was Villanova and everybody else. They were the 800-pound gorilla, two national championships, three number one seeds, and my favorite stat, they didn't lose back-to-back games in over 5 years. Think about that. But now they're just regular good, which means the league can be won by someone else. And I thought coming into the year that Marquette had the best chance to be that someone else. And I can't wait to see those two games.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Yeah, they're going to be wearing white for a couple rounds in the NCAA tournament, and that's going to be really cool for Marquette fans.
And, just, of course, Nova is still on top of that. I'm waiting for their fall. Please tell me it's this year.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Martin. Like, they think that they're supposed to win every game because they still have guys for whom that's all they've experienced. Right. And winning begets winning, and there's a lot to be said for that. Trust me, I see them in person a lot. And from a pure talent standpoint, they're just regular good. They are not special. Last year, you know, they were special when they won in 14. Last year, they were elite. And this year, they're just a good basketball team. But they think they're the better team because that's what they've been brought up to believe. And that goes a long way.
Frank, do you think Joe Lunardi will be seen on the Hill later today?
Yeah, where are you eating, Joe, in St. Louis?
We ate last night at, am I allowed to say a name?
Yes, go ahead.
We took the team on a bus over to Sugar Fire.
Oh, good call, Joe. Good work.
It was awesome, but tonight we're chartering right home to try and get out ahead of the weather.
Gotcha.
So nothing fancy tonight.
You can follow Joe at ESPN Lunardi, L-U-N-A-R-D-I. We'll see you at Shave It tonight. Thank you so much, Joe.
All right, guys. Have a great season.
All right. Joe Lunardi joining us. Before we go to break, we have to tell you about McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder. Great deal for you during the New Year's event. You're getting 2018 pricing. 2018 pricing this month. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in markdown with tremendous savings. We go to a lot of these homes and do shows, and they are just magnificent. They have closets where you can actually play catch-in. There's nothing quite like a McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. Maryville University is one of our sponsors. They sponsor the phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking. If you get a chance, go to Maryville.edu for more information. And, of course, we have Dr. Michael Jones. He's the best eye surgeon in the country. 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show. Practices complete eye care in the metro area. If you want to get your eyes fixed forever, get rid of the glasses, get rid of the contacts forever, you just pick up the phone, you tell them I sent you, 866-260-EYES. There's nobody better than Dr. Jones. All right, Martin, who do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
Well, hockey breakdown with insider Charlie Marlowe. Also, a little football talk of Butler Benote, who played at Ohio State.
Yes, I saw him on TV.
And then he played in the NFL, the World League, the Arena League, saw it all. We're going to break down the football. He did some television work at Big Ten Network. We're going to talk about the conference championship weekend, plus Chuck's Hockey Insider Talk next on the coveted hour, the Midday Grind.